Psalm 119, Part 7, Lesson 7, Preface. We must not only hear the Word of God and receive it in a believing heart, we must also confess it before men. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Those who think they could believe the truth of God's Word in their hearts, but they need not confess it before men, deceive themselves, and will be found as such who love the praise of men more than the praise of God. The true, living, and saving faith is not an idle idea, neither is it a cold calculation of the intellect. It is an active power in the heart which will not suffer the tongue to be silent, as David experienced and confessed, "I believed, therefore have I spoken." They that have experienced the truth and sweetness of Christ's word in their hearts will not be ashamed to bear witness of that word before men, though they must incur ridicule, mockery, and suffering. When they were beaten and threatened no more to speak in the name of Jesus, the apostles answered, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." The cheerful confession of Christ's words will not be in vain. For those who confess him on earth, he has promised to confess before his Father. Let the lovers of Christ not be ashamed of his word, as the seventh lesson teaches. Mem. O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that all wisdom without the word of God is only vanity. The wisdom of men is foolishness with God, and that only is the true wisdom which God teaches in his word. Reason is indeed a light, and an excellent light in its place. Reason teaches man to cultivate the soil, to build a house, to run an engine, and 100 useful things. But reason cannot teach this wisdom, how we sinners may be justified from sin, may triumph over the fear of death, and come to God. This the Word of God alone teaches. Teaching earthly things, reason is like unto the candles and lamps which light up our rooms at night. But the Word of God is like the sun which fills earth and sky with its light. If we seek after earthly wisdom, let us much rather seek the wisdom which is of God and gives life to the soul. Be not like the infidel who praises the candle as enlightening the sky and calls the sun a dark lantern. The second part teaches that all gifts and sacrifices without the word of God are nothing before him. In vain, says the Lord, they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And often did the Lord complain of his people for walking after their own thoughts. What have we with which to bribe God? His is heaven and earth, and when we give to him, we are only returning what he first gave to us. He is the Lord, and we are the servants. It is for Him to say how we are to worship Him, and we are to worship Him according to His word. Then do we walk unto all pleasing. Prayer. Thanks be unto Thee, Thou God of all wisdom, that Thou hast given us Thy word, in which Thou teachest us the true wisdom. Guard us from the seductions of science, falsely so called, and keep us in the faith of Thy word, which enlightens the soul unto eternal life. Draw us to Thy Son, that we hear His voice, and follow Him. Amen.